Looking for a mate. Although almost everyone wants a mate, many people have difficulty finding a suitable one. People looking for a marriage partner should be extremely clear about their priorities in life. When we go shopping, we usually know what we want. If we do not know, we wander aimlessly from store to store, buying a few random items and going home unfulfilled. The situation is similar when choosing a spouse. If we just wander from person to person with no idea of the qualities we want, we may eventually wind up with someone completely inappropriate. At best, we will waste a lot of energy and become frustrated. Once we decide what we want, we should put our needs on the table and look for someone who meets those needs. A relationship is a partnership, a matter of teamwork in which both people complement each other while working toward a common goal. Before making a commitment, a couple should examine goals together to discover whether they are on the same track. Failure to do so can cause serious problems. We must understand the spiritual aspect of relationships. Men and women in committed relationships can help each other grow spiritually. If we have a mate, we should advance with our partner or make sure that our partner advances with us. If we are growing and our partner is not, we will ultimately have serious problems. A man and woman who are unclear about their priorities generally form a dysfunctional relationship. Both persons end up experimenting on each other, hoping to find an answer for themselves. When the experiment does not succeed, they discard each other in favor of new partners. In other circumstances, people without sufficient self-love enter into relationships hoping to find the love they want. However, as we have seen, two incomplete people using a relationship to make themselves feel complete usually cannot attain success. Each person is waiting for the other to make a miracle happen, and both parties wind up feeling cheated. Once we develop a clear understanding of what is most important to us, we must not deny our needs just to find a partner. If we do, we will become more frustrated later on. We should be natural, allowing our priorities to speak for themselves and discussing them honestly with any potential mate. If the other person is not ready to accept them, then no meaningful relationship is possible. It is unwise to hope that another person will change. Those who cling to this idea are asking for misery. No fulfillment is likely for a husband whose wife becomes angry every time he engages in spiritual practice or vice versa. So let us not torture ourselves unnecessarily. We have enough difficulties already. We should seek a partner who allows us to express love in action, to enjoy life on a higher level, and to share our realizations with others. We should not allow loneliness to drive us into an alliance with someone unable to share the most important aspects of our lives. Eventually, we will feel even greater pain than the original loneliness because our partner will not be willing to receive what we have to offer. When we finally realize the futility of our efforts, we may have invested so much that the separation is wrenching. People can carry deep wounds from such experiences for the rest of their lives and never open their hearts to anyone else.